Now entirely different, which is something that's happening tomorrow night and happens every year around this time. Actually, it's usually the end of January, I think. A lot of talk about the Super Bowl this weekend. Obviously, the middle stuff, Coldplay, Bruno Mars, Beyonce playing halftime, Lady Gaga singing the national anthem. But will anybody in Ireland be watching? 51552 if you are. Will they be watching the game or the entertainment or both? Will you wait for the full halftime thing? Or no, sorry, it's not called halftime. It's called quarter time or something. Actually, I'll tell you what. I'll get the experts up and they can tell me all about it. Hello, experts. Experts being two people, Cian Fahey and Barry Keel. How are you, Cian? How are you, Barry?
Hello, Cian. Well,
hello. Very good. Very good. Now, in fact, Cian, you've been with us before, so let's talk about this because you are in Cork. You're an American football journalist. That was a fantastic story you had the last time. And also, Belfast Trojans player is Barry Keel. So, Barry, you play it. Cian, you're going to be reporting on it, so you'll definitely be watching it from Cork. How big is the Super Bowl over here in Ireland?
Well, it's not huge. It's still a niche sport, but it's going in the right direction. You can tell despite Sky's involvement on the TV, they're growing their coverage every year. This week they spent they had a channel dedicated to it 24 hours a day for a week, and you can just from people walking around talking about it, people asking about it. The stuff, the non-football stuff, helps a lot. The halftime show, like you mentioned, and the national anthem being sung by Lady Gaga. But there are people who are genuinely interested in the sport now, and it's growing significantly.
And in America, I presume, watching it live on the television, there'll be well over 100 million people, right?
Oh, you couldn't even count the numbers. It's the biggest thing in sport all year.
Do you know, the funny thing is, if I was to ask a lot of people, you know, are you going to watch the Super Bowl tomorrow? Yeah. I'd say 75% in Ireland wouldn't have a clue or even care who's playing.
Well, I imagine it is that high because we're obviously dominated by rugby, soccer, Gaelic football and everything else, and it's still very much a smaller sport, but as long as it keeps growing, the NFL won't care, because that's what they're focused on right now, is growing the sport around the world. And Ireland, because we have Croke Park, because we've had college football games over here, seems to be a place where it is growing significantly.
Yeah, when those things happen over here, they're absolutely huge. The weekend is taken over and you don't think, like, taken over with what? Okay, so Barry, I'm looking at Hello. The what now, and you are the chairperson of the Belfast Trojans, as well as playing for the team. Why did you decide to play American football?
I didn't actually realise it was played here, probably like most people, and a friend of a friend kind of said to me that there was a team, and would I be interested in trying it, and I thought, well, give it a go, and I just really enjoyed it, and what I liked was I thought the attitude of everybody involved. It's a really diverse sport, you know. You don't maybe get the kind of same, well, it'd be wrong to say, you know, but maybe the stereotypes that you get of, you know, this type of people that play other things is a real mixture. And, you know, so you get a lot of different people and a lot of different people involved in it. So it's great in that way.
And had you been playing sports before this and they didn't exactly kind of float your boat entirely and this one did? Like, were you rugby, soccer, GAA?
Yeah, I played a bit of rugby. I played a bit of rugby in school and after school. And, you know, and I wasn't a great rugby player, to be honest. And, you know, what I kind of thought was, well, look, you know, if I start playing something like American football, maybe I'll be a bit more of an even level with the guys that are playing. You know, I don't have that kind of built-in, you know, most people don't have that built-in experience of it. But it turned out that then there were some people who were very good at it. You know, and the league's got very strong here. It's, you know, it's really improving.
The league got very strong here. Now, the Belfast Trojans, and you're the chairperson of that, the current Irish senior American football champions, you won the Shamrock Bowl, Ireland's version of the Super Bowl, four successive times, and we're talking 12, 13, 14, 15, in other words, for the last 4 years. Is it really, like, how many teams are there? Are there lots of people interested and involved?
I started playing with the team in about 2007. I think it was something like 8 teams in Ireland at that time. There's something like 22 in active competition this year, with 3 more in it waiting to come into it next. But I think then with maybe additional teams that are starting up this year trying to get in. So we're looking at maybe, instead of the next 2 to 3 years, 30 teams across all of Ireland, every province represented.
Right, indeed. Yeah. Please. Okay, well, Cian, what about you then in terms... By the way, the Super Bowl 50, it is number 50, isn't it? Carolina Panthers versus the Denver Broncos. Who's going to win?
Well, the Panthers are the heavy favourites at this point, and it's because they are a team that is in their prime. They have the most valuable player in the league, with Cam Newton, who's been comfortably the best quarterback in the league. And they're going against a team that is known for its defence. The Broncos have a great defence. And they've got a player who might be the best quarterback who's ever played, but the problem is they've got a player who might be the best quarterback who's ever played at the latter stages of his career. He's 37 or 38. So it's very much about an older kind of an older team going against the younger team, and it's the clash between one quarterback who's in his prime and one quarterback who's clinging on to the final moments of his career.
There seems to be an awful lot of bars showing the game this year. Is there a lot more excitement? Does it just keep building all the time?
It really is, because, and I think it's a lot of that is down to how the NFL are changing the game, because it used to be that the defense was more important than the offense, but now they've changed the rules to make it more scoring. They've changed channels over there. They've actually built a channel in America now that doesn't have any adverts for what. So when there's a game on from at 6 o'clock on a Sunday over here, you can sit down and watch it, and there's no adverts, and it will jump from game to game, so you're always getting action. So they know what turns people away internationally, that they don't want to sit there for 3 hours and have to stop every 3 minutes for an advert.
In terms of the interest over here, would it be better if the season was a bit different? I mean, obviously, like you say, in football across the water, you've got the FA Cup, you've got the end of the Premiership, you've even got the end of Europe all around the same time, which would be like towards the end of May, especially if they're getting ready for a Euro or a World Cup or whatever. And then, like, just when the biggest thing happens in terms of now, like the end of January, the beginning of February, the Super Bowl, it kind of all peters out because nothing else is happening. You can't follow anything week by week. It doesn't happen again until what, September? Or am I wrong about that?
Well, that's the main problem they have, is their biggest event of the year is in February, and then there's no football for 7 months. So you have this swelling of momentum at this stage of the year, and people saying, oh, I like that football, I like to watch another game next week, and you're looking for a game and there's no game to watch. And that's their main issue right now. They need to create something during the first week of the season. They need to create something in August or September that can grab this kind of attention so they can build that momentum and then keep that momentum through the actual season itself.
All right, well, listen, Barry, you yourself, I mean, like, you know, you say there's about 25 different teams, new teams forming every year. Every province is what you're looking for, I suppose, mainly. And there's loads of it now on TV, and lots of people can see it and follow it and get it. So, like, you're involved and have been now for almost 10 years. What position do you actually play in? And would this mean anything to me, even if you said it to me?
I play as an offensive lineman.
An offensive lineman?
Yeah.
Okay, what's an offensive lineman?
Well, you know yourself. You know where the quarterback... You have an image of that in your head where he would stand, and there's a bunch of big guys that stand in front of him that try to look after him, protect him, and I would be one of those guys.
So basically, do you kind of wing it from game to game?
Oh, that's been my career, Dave, to be honest. But yes, I mean, there's obviously, I mean, it's a very complicated game, and I think that's one of the things that maybe to a lot of casual, you know, people who want to view it, it maybe puts them off slightly. So, I mean, but there's definitely, whenever you play it in that sort of position, it's very exhilarating. You know, it's very, very fast, which seems strange whenever people think about how long the game takes. It's very intense.
All right, hold on
fast.
A second. How long the game? It can go on 3 hours and more, can't it?
It can, yeah. It can go on right
You see,
about that,
when you so say the game goes on 3 hours more, I stayed up to watch it there last year, and I must say, I went with a jaundiced eye, I must say, I don't think I really like this. And in fact, I like it less, I'm sorry. Because I'll tell you why. Like, when you say 3 hours, like, there's 22 seconds of play, and then a half an hour of nothing, of guys running around who are getting paid a fortune with little sort of radios on their mouths, talking to other guys.
Yeah.
Like the play doesn't happen long enough.
It does. I mean, that's, I think, again, one of the things where with what we are used to traditionally in sports, it makes it difficult for us maybe sometimes to adjust to it. I think that's why, you know, when the Americans deal with it and the razzmatazz and the entertainment that goes on around it, that factors into it. So there's always something happening. You know, the cheer, the music, the light shows.
The pom-pom girls. And listen, just as a matter of interest, like, I mean, tomorrow, like, am I right in saying there's four quarters and not two halves, yeah?
Four quarters is correct,
right?
Yeah.
And so I presume after the second quarter, I'm only guessing this, is that kind of half-time? Is that when Coldplay and all the rest do their thing, yeah?
That's what, then they'll do that,
right.
Yes.
Now, will you go out and buy a hot dog at that time, or will you watch that?
I'll tell you, I think just the spectacle of that, how quickly... You've got 15 minutes and then this world-class concert is staged. You know, they've brought out the field and performed, and you know, and you do usually, what they're usually quite good with is, getting a good, I mean, I think with, you know, with Beyonce coming out tomorrow night, there's a good mixture of genres that are going to happen. So it's, you get a world-class concert happening in, say, 10 minutes and, you know, erected and directed, you know.
Yeah, right, exactly, yeah.
It's an amazing spectacle to see.
Oh, listen, Barry, your phone line isn't as good, so I'm going to ask Cian one or two of these things here, because, like, the whole idea of it, Cian, tomorrow night, I presume the Denver Broncos against the Carolina Panthers, the two teams get into the final. You're saying, what, one is older and one is younger, and which one are you saying is the better chance, the older one?
The younger one. It's simply for the fact that they are in their prime and the other team is kind of carrying...
All right, they're not that much younger. I thought they were so young that they're only starting out. All right, okay. They're in their prime. So therefore, would you bet on it? Would you put money on it?
I have done, but I typically have a stronger feeling about games. This one, I think, is going to be quite close, and I think it's because one side has a great defense, one side has a great offense. So they're going to meet, and they're kind of cancel each other out a little bit, and then you've got the other two units that are there with each side that are going to have to decide the game. You can obviously bet on it. There's plenty of places around here to bet on it. In America, it's a lot more difficult.
Right.
That's probably part of it.
And by the way, what time is it on tomorrow night, Irish time?
Half 11
until about 2 or 3 in the morning or whatever it happens to be. So the pubs in Dublin are Sinnott's and Harry's on the Green and McSorley's in Louth, Brewbaker's in Dundalk and Limerick and Flannery's. Are they allowed to stay open late, serve and drink for that time? They are, obviously, yeah.
I would guess so, but as you know, I'll be working, so I won't be in one of them, unfortunately.
Yeah. When you say you'll be working, will you be actually, like, online reporting? Is that it?
Yeah, generally you write reaction pieces to it, columns. Sometimes you do them that night. Other times you wait till the next day or write about it during the week. It can be a little bit difficult from this side of the world, but you kind of just get used to staying up till 5 or 6 in the morning or 7 in the morning and just having to get stuff done to meet deadlines.
And by the way, besides being a statue outside, what do you call it, Trinity College, who's Thomas Davis?
Thomas Davis, he's one of the linebackers for the Carolina Panthers, and he's actually a fascinating player and a fascinating person because he has torn his cruciate ligaments in his knee 3 times, and he's the only player in the league to ever come back from that and continue playing, and he's actually an outstanding star player. And 2 weeks ago in the semi-final, he broke his arm, he fractured his forearm, and I think it was 8 screws were put in his arm, and he's going to start and play in the game tomorrow.
Wow, fantastic. All right, and finally, Barry, did you ever tear your cruciate ligament?
I didn't, but I separated my shoulder and I dislocated things and got concussions, so, you know, I've had my knocks, no cruciate ligaments, touch wood.
Wow. By the way, have you seen the movie, Will Smith, Concussion?
I haven't. I think it's only coming out, isn't it, sometime... you know, the next couple of weeks here.
Yeah.
So looking forward to seeing it. You know, it's obviously a big issue,
highlight
at the minute, you know.
Big issue highlight indeed, yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, look, both of you, enjoy the match and enjoy the Belfast Trojans. Is that the right name for it, the Belfast Trojans?
It is.
And listen, Cian Fahey in Cork and Barry Keel, are you in Belfast at the moment, are you?
I am in Belfast,
All right, well, listen, enjoy the game tomorrow night and come on the Panthers or the Broncos. Really, it doesn't mean a lot to me. Thanks, guys. Good luck. Take it easy.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay, take it easy. Right. News next.